大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
大家好，我是周。从今天开始，我给 Cat 代班，希望大家多多支持。
啊，放心，有我罩着你，你肯定没问题的啦。
你可得说到做到，快老说说咱们今天都要学习什么。
好，今天咱们要一起去看看电影。
We can go to a really bad sci-fi movie and sit in the back of the theater and make fun of it. What do you think?
Now that's a great plan. It's a date.
八卦一下办公室恋情。
It seems like I spend most of my time working at the office, so isn't it natural to find a coworker as a partner?
还要探讨探讨怎么处理工作压力。
工作压力 Oh my God, tell me about it. I have so many things on my plate right now. I don't even know where to start.
等会儿我就来给你支招。现在咱们还是言归正传，赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
work related. Work is spelled W-O-R-K. Related is spelled R-E-L-A-T-E-D. Work related.
Work related, 与工作有关的，比如
He claimed that the travel expenses were all work related.
他说外出旅行的这些开支都是跟工作有关的。最新研究显示
The more work-related stress parents experience, the more likely their children are to eat unhealthy meals.
家长在工作上的压力越大，他们的孩子吃不健康食物的可能性也就越大。
More than 8,000 cancer deaths in Britain each year are work-related.
英国每年有8000多起癌症死亡都是由工作引起的。好的，今天我们学习的词是
work-related, work-related, work-related.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, work-related stress. I have 3 scripts to write, a video to shoot, another video to edit, and tons of paperwork to finish by the end of this week.
哦，可不，在今天这种社会里，你只能学会忙里偷闲。说起来，我下了班就要去 yoga class, 要不然咱们一起去。
I'm not really a sports person.Playing sports does not relax me. Instead, I get excited after working out and can't sleep.
或者吧，你最近不是有个新的实习生？你可以多锻炼锻炼她嘛。
She's helping me a lot, but I can't let her do my work. Actually, she is a diamond in the rough. With a bit more training, she can become a great reporter very soon.
That's why I think you can give her some more challenging work.你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 ,a diamond in the rough. 咱们今天就来学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
,words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第974讲，我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
最近我们办公室来了一个实习生。他在广播方面没有什么实践经验，可是特别聪明好学又很勤奋。我觉得他很有发展潜力。我和我的同事们都认为有一个习惯用语用在他身上正合适，那就是
Diamond in the rough. Diamond is spelled D-I-A-M-O-N-D and rough, R-O-U-G-H. Diamond in the rough. Diamond in the rough.
Diamond 是钻石的意思，而 rough意思是粗糙的，未经雕琢的。连起来 ,diamond in the rough, 字面意思是粗糙的钻石，实际上就是我们在中文里所说的未经雕琢的璞玉。上面例子里谈到的那个实习生就是这样。
She may not be an established broadcaster, but she shows potential. She's a diamond in the rough.
她现在还不是一名播音员，但是她很有潜力，她是一块未经雕琢的璞玉。下面的例子里，一个刚买房的人对他的房子有什么跟别人不一样的见解呢？我们来听听看。
My friends don't have a very high opinion of the house I bought. True, it's small and outdated, but the way I see it, it's my diamond in the rough. Once I build an addition onto it, install new windows, doors, and give it a fresh coat of paint, it'll be quite inviting.
这段话是说，我朋友都觉得我刚买的房子买亏了，这房子确实不大，而且装潢也过时了。但是我觉得这栋房子很有潜力，一旦我重新装修，安上新的窗户和门，重新粉刷， 这房子肯定能焕然一新。
我相信他很善于投资房地产，因为他能够意识到什么房子有翻修的价值。我的一个好朋友也是这样，他从来没有投资过房地产，不过他投资对了人。在他和他男朋友谈恋爱的时候，大家都不看好，可是他认为他男朋友是个潜力股。事实证明，
Her husband then started a great business. He was a diamond in the rough after all.
好了，言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My friends don't have a very high opinion of the house I bought. True, it's small and outdated. But the way I see it, it's my diamond in the rough. Once I build an addition onto it, install new windows, doors, and give it a fresh coat of paint, it'll be quite inviting.
'Diamond in the rough' 未经雕琢的璞玉，对于教练或者教师来说，发现这种潜力股的能力很重要。下面的这名网球教练就试图说服大家，他发现了一个很有潜力的新球员。我们来听听看。
Samantha's coach has tried to convince anyone who will listen that she's discovered the next great tennis star, but nobody believes that she's a diamond in the rough. No matter how much she trains, they think it's doubtful that she'll ever become an exceptional player.
这段话是说，萨曼塔的教练试图让其他人相信他真的发现了未来的网球明星，但是没有人相信他是一只潜力股。不管他怎么训练，大家都怀疑他能否成为一名出色的网球选手。
一般来说，很难想象所有人都是错的，不过也有很多例子说明真理有时候确实会站在少数人那一边。说起 diamond in the rough 这个短语的起源，最初人们用这个短语来指那些还没有经过雕琢的，特别是那些可能被打造成高贵珠宝的宝石。现在我们用这个短语的引申意义来形容那些非常有潜力的人和物品。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Samantha's coach has tried to convince anyone who will listen that he's discovered the next great tennis star. But nobody believes that she's a diamond in the rough. No matter how much she trains, they think it's doubtful that she'll ever become an exceptional player.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 diamond in the rough, 意思是未经雕琢的璞玉。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。Diamond in the rough. This is a good term to describe myself. Kidding, kidding, kidding. 不过上周我看了一部电影，里头的女配角虽然不出名，但是演得特别好。She's definitely a diamond in the rough.
Sounds like you watch a lot of movies. Do you go to the movie theaters a lot?
其实不是，我就是在 Netflix 上在线看。It's a lot more cheaper than going to a movie theater and a great way to relax after a long day of work.
Oh, that's so true. I used to go to the movies a lot when I was dating my husband. But now, maybe I should consider having Netflix.Sounds like there are some great options out there.
对啊，这不，在今天的美语三级跳里， Emily 和 Peter 就要聊聊有关看电影的话题，咱们一起去听听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电影单元的终极课程。Emily 和 Peter 正在约会，两人聊到了电影，还有平时喜欢的消遣。
Winnie, we already know that both of them like going to the movies in the theaters. Now let's listen to them talking about other ways to watch movies.
Did you do anything fun over the weekend?
I didn't want to go out last weekend, so I decided to stay home and watch a movie.
Why didn't you want to go out?
I was very tired after working all week.Sometimes on the weekend, I don't have enough energy to go out to a movie theater.
Did you download a movie or rent it at the store?
I downloaded it so that I didn't have to remember to return it.
So, Winnie, besides going to the movie theater, what are the two other ways to watch movies that Emily and Peter talked about?
两个方法我都记下来了。一个是从商店里租电影看，另一个是直接从网上下载。
Right.And what's better about renting a movie by downloading it?
这个我有亲身体会，下载电影不用记得去还，这么做的确很方便。
I agree, Winnie. Now let's listen to Peter talking about the other activity he really likes.
Last weekend, I didn't want to go out either, so I stayed at home and played video games by myself. It was really fun.
Oh yeah? That sounds pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, I'm really into video games. In fact, all my friends are on the internet. I've never met any of them in the real world.
Oh, really? Well, you must be very popular on the internet. But it's true that it's nice to do some things in the comfort of your own home.
不会吧。Peter 的朋友都是玩线上游戏时认识的网友。在 Emily 眼中，这好像不能加分哦。
I think you're right, Winnie. Emily didn't sound very impressed by Peter's being into video games. By the way, saying you're into something is a casual way of saying you really like it.
Oh, 所以如果我对政治特别感兴趣的话，就可以说 I'm really into politics?
Exactly. I wonder if Emily is into guys who spend all their time playing video games. Let's listen and find out.
You're right. Watching movies at home is way cheaper than going to the theater, too. I like downloading movies, too, because it's easy and fast.
I agree. And it's very convenient.
Have you ever heard of a movie rental company called Netflix? They send the movies directly to your house in the mail.
Really? That's great. I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah, but I wish they delivered video games, too. Then I would never leave my house.
Winnie, did you hear Peter say why he likes watching movies at home?
好像是他觉得在家看电影比去电影院便宜。可是他说 way cheaper 是什么意思呢？
The word way can be slang for very.
我明白了，前面加个 way, W-A-Y, 是为了要加重语气。那我可以说 Peter is way into video games.
That's it.
So, Emily...Do you still want to see a movie together this weekend?
Well, what do you want to see? I don't think there are many good movies out right now.
I know. We can go to a really bad sci-fi movie and sit in the back of the theater and make fun of it. What do you think?
Now that's a great plan. It's a date.
大功告成。虽然 Peter 沉迷于网络游戏，可 Emily 还是愿意继续跟他约会。两人准备去看最烂的 sci-fi movie 科幻片，然后一起嘲笑电影的粗制滥造。
That's right. When you say that a movie is out, that means that it is playing in the theaters.
对呀、啊，我特别想看布拉德皮特的新片 ，but it won't be out until next month. So, Professor Bowman, do you think Emily and Peter's next date will go well?
For that, Winnie, we'll have to tune in next time and find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
Emily 和 Peter 聊起了看电影的方式，除了去电影院，还可以 rent or download a movie。不过 Peter 谈起电子游戏的时候，兴致大增。Emily 觉得 Peter way into video games， 太热衷电子游戏了。
Oh boy, I hope they can work that out.
对啊，真羡慕他们。At least they have someone to go out with. 现在天天工作10个小时，我都没时间出去认识人，怎么找男朋友呀？
Oh, don't give up hope. I know work is tough these days. Actually, a lot of people are complaining about the same thing. Wait a minute. There are some cute guys in the office.
Huh? 办公室恋情？大家不是都说同事最好别谈恋爱吗？
Well, I mean, the only thing you really need to think of is what we call an exit strategy, in case things don't work out. But if you really like someone and he happens to be your coworker, what's wrong with that?
也是。今天的 Business Etiquette 里就要讲讲浪漫的办公室恋情，咱们先一起去听听吧。
礼节美语。
公司老板 Joe 找员工 Sam 和 Lucinda 谈话。
Hi, Sam. Please take a seat. Good morning, Lucinda. Please sit down. How are you both this morning?
Good, thanks.
I asked you both to come in this morning because there have been rumors floating around that you two are involved in a personal relationship. Now, I know these kinds of things can be sensitive, but I do feel we have to discuss it.
就开门见山说找他们两人谈话是因为公司里面有传言。
There have been rumors floating around.
说 Sam 和 Lucinda 在谈恋爱。
Yes, the rumors are true. Sam and I are in love.
It's true. I feel the same way about Lucinda.
Well, let me be the first to congratulate you. Falling in love is great, and I'm very happy for the both of you.
But...
Well, our company does have some guidelines for internal relationships.
Lucinda 和 Sam 两个人都承认。
They are in love.
他们确实在恋爱。Joe 首先向他们表示祝贺，但随即承认公司在员工谈恋爱方面有 guideline, 指导原则。什么指导原则呢？
The company frowns on coworkers dating each other, right?
Well, let's just say such relationships are not actively encouraged.
But why? We are in love.
Well, there are many reasons, but one of the main downsides to inter-office relationships is that they can be a big distraction from work. Other employees can sometimes see such relationships as unfair. The end result can be jealousy, hurt feelings, and a loss of productivity for the company.
Joe 解释说，公司之所以不鼓励公司员工之间的恋爱关系，最主要的原因是干扰工作，其他员工会觉得不公平，最后造成
a loss of productivity for the company，
公司生产力的下降。
But in today's modern working world, I feel there is very little opportunity to meet people. Bars are smoky and loud.Internet dating can be very scary. It seems like I spend most of my time working at the office, so isn't it natural to find a coworker as a partner?
I have to agree. Lucinda and I work on the same projects, so we have a lot in common. I even think our productivity has increased as a result of our relationship.
Lucinda 说她觉得酒吧里面烟雾弥漫，人声鼎沸。网上交友又不安全，既然一天到晚待在公司，在办公室找对象不是很自然吗？ Sam 说他们两个人是同一个项目组的。
We have a lot in common.
说到这儿，老板 Joe 是不是理屈词穷了呢？我们下次继续听。
原来老板说办公室恋爱得有 guideline 指导原则，公司一般不鼓励办公室恋爱，主要是怕 it can be a distraction from work, 干扰工作，造成 a loss of productivity, 生产力下降。
Yeah, I think that is the main reason why some companies forbid office relationships.
可是不都说男女搭配干活不累吗？
Of course, but if the couple breaks up and still need to face each other every day, that's going to be awkward, don't you think?
That's true.But you can work on different projects. That's why we say an exit... Okay, great. That's why we say an exit strategy is extremely important. 咱们接着听老板 Joe 给出了什么样的建议吧。
礼节美语。
Sam 和 Lucinda 在公司谈恋爱，被老板 Joe 找来谈话。Sam 和 Lucinda 保证说，两人的恋爱关系不会影响到工作。让我们听听老板 Joe 是怎么说的。
I understand your position completely. And let me say, our company doesn't have a blanket ban on inter-office relationships. We are just concerned about possible ramifications. When you first fall in love, of course you don't think about what would happen if you broke up. But let's face it, breakups are very common. Have you considered what it would be like if the relationship did not work out?
Joe 说，公司并不是一律禁止内部的恋爱关系。A blanket ban 全部禁止，但他同时提醒他们，万一两人吹了该怎么办？就说
，breakups are very common.
Breakup 意思就是恋爱关系的中断。
That's true. It would be very awkward to work with an ex-boyfriend every day.
But there must be some way we can continue dating and working together. We are adults, after all.
Yes, I think there are ways you can continue a relationship while working together. Relationship experts say the first rule when coworkers decide to date each other is to plan an exit strategy.
Lucinda 承认，万一两个人吹了会十分尴尬。Joe 告诉他们，专家说了，跟同事谈恋爱首先应该想好
exit strategy，
退出战略。
Exit strategy.
Yes. What would you do if the relationship isn't successful? You should think about that. I think the biggest issue is that if it doesn't work out, you still have to face that person every day, and that can be tough.
Joe 所说的 exit strategy, 退出战略，其实就是想好后路的意思。万一吹了该如何彼此面对
？One option is for one of you to transfer to a different department, so you can still work together, but not in such an intimate way.
Yes, that's a possibility we should think about. Let me also say that we recognize that when we are working, the job comes first. There will be no drop in productivity. I can guarantee that.
Well, I think you both are handling the situation in a mature way.Let's just take it from here and see how it goes, okay? Thanks for talking with me and being honest and open. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, boss.
Joe 建议说 ，Sam 和 Lucinda 其中一个人不妨考虑换个部门工作。Lucinda 再次保证不会影响工作。
Job comes first.
一切以工作为重。Joe 称赞两人处事成熟。
Let's just take it from here and see how it goes.
意思是走一步看一步吧。
That sounds like a good idea to let the couples work on different projects. That way it won't be too awkward if they split up.
那我得抓紧时间去别的办公室寻找帅哥行动开始。
All right, daydreaming queen.
好了好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic and wish Yang Ling good luck in her adventure.
See you next time.
Watch out for those boys.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
一天5分钟，轻松看世界。如果你厌倦了一成不变的新闻播报，如果你对新闻有独特的见解，美国之音最新的网上视频 VOA 在线，在5分钟的时间里，以轻快的节奏和与众不同的视角为你解读当天的头条新闻。每天下载 VOA 在线，将为你提供一整天的活力来源。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目社会文化单元的高级课程。
Today, we're learning some words for talking about affirmative action programs in the U.S. Winnie, if a college or business has an affirmative action program, that means it gives preference to minority students who have traditionally been underprivileged in American society.
这个啊，我听说过。美国的 affirmative action, 平权法案，要求对少数族裔人口实行入学、就业方面的优惠政策。我想这个政策应该是为了要帮助少数族裔改善他们的社会地位，可是啊，难免也会引发一些不满和争议吧。
Yes, it has been quite controversial. Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So Jane, where do you go to college?
I'm at the University of California in Los Angeles. It's a great school academically, but also because it gives me the chance to meet people of all different nationalities, races, and backgrounds.
Yeah, U.S. colleges have become much more diverse ever since affirmative action policies were put in place. But even though that's a good thing, some people still gripe about them.
Of course, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding them. After all, affirmative action is a pretty blunt instrument for helping disadvantaged groups improve their lives.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 gripe?
To gripe is to complain about something. For example, the employees at every company I've worked at have always griped about how rich the boss is, even though they make good salaries.
Oh, gripe. G-R-I-P-E. Gripe 就是抱怨的意思。Will 说，虽然平权政策让很多少数族裔的学生得到了上大学的机会，提升了美国大学校园的多样性，可是啊，还是有人对这个政策不满。哎，对了 ，Jane 说平权法案是个 blunt instrument。Professor， 这是什么意思呢
？Winnie， a blunt instrument is a method that uses too much force, so that in achieving your aim, it also causes some harm or trouble. For example, war is a very blunt instrument for settling disputes between countries. It's better to resolve them through careful negotiations.
哦、oh, ，我明白了 ，blunt instrument 就是生硬的方法，用这种方法做事啊，往往事倍功半，效果不佳呢。
Why do you think some people are opposed to affirmative action?
A lot of people think we no longer need affirmative action, and that is unfair. If two people apply for a job, should one be given better treatment because of his or her skin color?
I see your point, but many of the poor people in American society are minorities.I think we should try to give them a leg up.
True, but there are lots of poor people who aren't minorities too. Shouldn't they get help too?
I agree that it isn't a perfect solution, but it's a pretty good way of leveling the playing field.
听起来 Will 很支持平权法案。他说，美国很多穷人都是少数族裔，平权法案可以 give them a leg up, 助他们一臂之力，让他们获得一些优势。
That's right.Will also says he thinks that affirmative action policies are a good way of leveling the playing field.
对 ,level the playing field, 就是说呢，为大家提供公平的赛场，让所有人站在同样的起点上。Will 觉得平权法案虽然并不完美，但至少缩小了白人和有色人种之间的社会差距呢。
You know, I think one thing that everybody can agree on is that we should live in a world where affirmative action isn't necessary.
I totally agree. When each person has the same opportunities in life, regardless of his or her skin color, the world will definitely be a better place.
Hey, Will, just a suggestion, but can we talk about something less serious? All this talk of religion and discrimination isn't what I had in mind for a first date.
Well, sure, we can talk about something light and fun. What do you think about global warming?
Waiter, can you bring the check, please?
Jane 终于受不了了。Will 竟和他谈这些严肃的话题，让他换个轻松点的，他居然会想到 global warming, 全球暖化。怪不得 Jane 急着要付钱走人。
Yep, sounds like Will made a pretty bad move.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听。